Imagine trying to drive a Ferrari at 100 miles an hour, but the emergency brake is just firmly pulled.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare for the engine.
Right. I mean, you might inch forward and the engine is absolutely screaming, but it takes this like exhausting, almost painful amount of forced effort.
And, that is exactly what your brain is doing when you try to scale a business while harboring subconscious childhood fears.
Exactly. So, welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to explore some really fascinating clinical notes about an anonymous entrepreneur. They worked with Shannon Chaikin, who is a board-certified master hypnotherapist and trainer, to basically release that break and conquer their crippling perfectionism.
Yeah, and to release that brake, you really have to find out exactly when it was pulled in the first place.
Which, for this entrepreneur, actually goes way back to a piano bench, right?
Yes, a piano bench. So as a kid, they were forced to play the piano for hours on end, facing really strict consequences for hitting even a single wrong note.
Oh, wow, just one note.
Just one. And over time, that really wires a developing nervous system to believe that, love and approval and safety, they only come from absolute perfection.
Which sounds like a standard tough childhood, I guess, but fast forward decades and that piano bench has literally become the boardroom for them.
Right. It completely translated to their career.
Because every time this entrepreneur tried to launch a new health product, they were just paralyzed by this massive fear of rejection. They said they literally felt slimy or salesy when trying to sell.
Yeah, it's a huge block.
Now, I know some of you listening might roll your eyes a bit at the idea of doing like inner child work to fix a sales funnel. It can sound a bit woo-woo. So how does hypnotherapy actually intervene here without just being a pep talk?
Well, it's not woo-woo at all when you look at how the brain actually stores trauma. Shannon Chaikin's process involved isolating specific inner parts,
Like what kind of parts?
like an angry child part or an unsure inner child. Psychologically speaking, these parts are basically fragmented neural networks that are frozen in a state of distress.
Ah, okay. So it's a physical brain thing.
Exactly. By using hypnosis to give those parts a voice and giving them the reassurance they lacked back then, you aren't just making the client feel better, you're actually rewriting that rigid, white-knuckled need for control right at the subconscious level.
So you calm that fear of rejection. But looking at the notes, it seems like as soon as that roadblock cleared, another one just immediately popped up.
Yeah, the brain is funny that way. It was a massive guilt around success.
Right, the scarcity block. The client remembered taking candy as a kid and being harshly told that it's enough.
Yes. So the deep-seated rule there became, well, if I make more money, or if I take up more space, I am inherently taking something away from someone else.
Which is a terrible way to try and grow a company. But I have to challenge this a bit, though. I mean, I understand feeling guilty, but how does shifting a mental state from scarcity to abundance practically change the bottom line? A business model relies on numbers and strategy, not just, fuzzy
I
feelings.
totally get that, but your business model is actually executed by your nervous system.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
When you operate from scarcity and guilt, you're locked in a sympathetic nervous system state. Fight or flight.
Right, you're just surviving.
Exactly. So you
Okay.
micromanage. You trade dollars for hours because your subconscious feels like that's the only fair way to earn without being punished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But when Chaikin helped this client clear that guilt, it allowed their parasympathetic nervous system to finally take over. And that is where high-level executive functioning actually happens.
Ah, so that biological shift is what actually unlocks the CEO mindset. You aren't just blindly hustling anymore. You suddenly have the cognitive bandwidth to strategize properly.
Precisely. Because they regulated that nervous system, it allowed them to confidently raise their prices,
No.
and they even launched a highly scalable group program.
And they could finally delegate tasks, right? Without that perfectionist trap of thinking, well, no one can do it as well as me.
Exactly. And to make that shift, the practical steps they used during hypnosis were actually highly physical. It's called somatic processing.
Yeah, the notes mentioned they visualized growing massive and unashamed, like a giant redwood tree.
Yes, and physically visualizing removing a heavy boulder of fear right off their chest.
But why does visualizing removing a mental boulder physically alter how you do your day-to-day work?
Because there's often a massive gap between knowing something logically and feeling it physically. Somatic therapy bridges that gap. The brain and body are a feedback loop.
So thinking about the boulder changes the body.
Yeah, when you vividly visualize pulling a heavy boulder off your chest, your brain signals your muscles to literally release chronic tension. You're signaling to your physiology that it is finally safe to expand.
Which completely alters your daily operations. I mean, this client went from stressful, forced perfectionism to realizing that having fun isn't the opposite of work.
No, it can actually be the work.
Right. They brought a playful ease to their product launches, transitioning entirely into this, like, intuitive flow.
And that intuitive flow is where true scaling happens. Strategy is utterly useless if your nervous system just won't allow you to execute it.
Which really brings us to the core takeaway for you listening today. True business scaling isn't just about strategy. It requires clearing out those subconscious roadblocks of scarcity first.
You have to take the emergency brake off.
Exactly. So we leave you with this provocative thought to ponder today. If your career or your business is simply a mirror of your subconscious, what outdated childhood rule is secretly running your life right now?